Diogrema.
So who are the members of the band that are here?
Okay, so there are four band members here. Yabo is the lead singer, and he plays various strummed and plucked instruments.
Okay, what is he holding now?
What he's holding there is a shenze. It comes from a people called the Yi people.
And where in China is that?
Yunnan is in the southwest of China.
In the southwest.
So it borders on Laos, Vietnam, and Burma.
And what is it? Could you play a little bit of just to hear what it sounds like?
弹两下听听。
How many strings does it have?
十几根弦。 Four strings.
And it's about the size of a mandolin, and there's something.
It's quite similar to a mandolin. Mm. It's a bit fatter.
Yes, and the head is that a dragon?
It's a dragon's head, yeah.
Okay. Is that traditional?
It represents a legend in which the Yi people defeated a dragon, and it gave rise to this whole form of music. So the dances that mimic the movements that they made when they were fighting the dragon.
Ah. And do you incorporate that into the...
Yeah, we like to teach people to dance that dance. They're called left foot dances.
Left foot dances.
Left foot dances.
Is it because it's on your left foot primarily?
Because you stamp your left foot.
And then the bass instrument.
Okay, his name is Ala, and what he's holding there is a sunny sanshen. Sanshen means three strings, and this is... Only his people have this instrument. And he's playing it like a bass. Traditionally, it would be played a slightly different way. 这是传统的演奏方法是什么？这个乐器。
要来一下吗？来一下，来一下话。
So it's a rhythm instrument, and that's the kind of the bass rhythm, and then flutes play on top, and it's a dance. There'll be many of these playing together. So it would create a big kind of gum 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 gum.
Do they play the same rhythm at one time?
Or they play the same rhythm, and yeah, and it creates a huge sound.
And it's a what kinds of drums do we have?
有什么样的鼓这些鼓？ Okay, this drum, which is actually upside down, yes. Played as a kick, is actually it's called an elephant foot drum from the Wa tribe, who are a different tribe again. And the Meng is also from the Wa people. And the Meng is like this. This instrument here comes from the Jinuo people. It's called a sun drum. I mean, it's from sun worship. There's a reason for the drum's existence. And also, it looks like a sun. Mm-hmm. If you hold it up, it's got... those pegs around the edge, which make it look like a sun with the rays coming out the side.
Oh, yes, I can see that. I mean, imagining it on its edge, yes. It looks like a child's drawing of a sun, kind of like how we were taught to draw the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's beautiful. And what do they, how do they sound?
什么音色,你给它打一下,听听音色。 That's a sun drum.
Well, that's fantastic. And then the final...
Jun,你的乐器.
Qingqing.
It's called a qingqing. Yeah, it means... The same sound means kiss in Chinese. It's not actually the same Chinese character. Actually, the qing means from the first Qing emperor.
Oh, okay.
It's a character from his name. So this is a very old instrument. It goes back to that time. It's an ancient... Han Chinese instrument.
And that people would maybe think it was like a banjo here.
It's similar.
Chinese banjo.
It's like a Chinese banjo, yeah.
Okay.
It's not really played the same, but it has a similar kind of feel to it. So he's basically... If we try and imagine it as a rock band, he'd be the rhythm guitarist, lead guitar, bass, and drum.
Yeah. All right. Well, and you guys, maybe we could go into the first song that you mentioned, which is a welcome song.
Yeah, this is a song from the Achan people. The Achan people are a tribe that live in northwestern Yunnan, and this song is traditionally played for welcoming guests and meeting new people.
All right. Welcome. I would feel very welcome if I came to that.
他说他会感觉到, 你们在欢迎他, 就是,
Yeah.
That's what it's for.
Uh-huh. What do the lyrics translate to?
The lyrics, because none of us speak the Achan language, the lyrics roughly mean we meet and then we separate, and in between is a time where we make merry.
Oh yes,
yeah.
Yeah. That's a very nice set of lyrics. So do the landscapes or the place? Do you feel that that's part of the music?
Definitely.
And how does that come through?
Well, the band have actually done quite a lot of research into other ethnic groups that live in the mountains. So they visited Ecuador to learn about Andean music, and it seems that a lot of people that live on the mountains have a certain attitude and a certain way of expressing themselves and a certain sound to their music. And it's partly to do with why they're in the mountains in the first place. These are tribes which have been, through the course of history, been pushed into mountain areas because they're slightly weak, they're weaker, they don't have as many people, as bigger populations, as majority populations, and then gradually they get pushed into, you know, less desirable farmland, like more difficult places to live. The mountain places are more difficult to survive. And this whole process gives them a character to the music that they play.
The second song is, you said, a drinking song.
Yeah.
So that they must have closeness and get together and enjoy each other's companies in these smaller populations. They must have...
They have hard lives. Uh-huh. It's working on the land, hunting and working on the land, subsistence mostly.
Mm-hmm.
They live in nice places. They have nice weather. Yunnan's known for having a nice climate.
Right.
But at the same time, they have hard lives. So when they do relax and enjoy themselves, they let themselves go a bit.
Yeah.
And drinking the liquid is a is one way of facilitating.
Could you maybe play that the last song, if the drinking song?
The meaning of the song is, he sings, a sister, a brother, and everyone else pour the wine.
Mm-hmm.
Sister, pour the wine, and then brother, whether you like the wine or not, you have to drink it. So that is kind of an aggressive drinking culture. You're generally forced to drink.
All right.
Bye.
Do it again. One more.
Church!
One more time.